The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Grant said she'll have a little nag for a couple more days.
Oh.
Really likes it down there.
Well, it gets spoilt to death, that's why. I never thought I'd trust my gran this much, but I couldn't cope with him right now.
That's what grandparents are for, isn't it?
What you got there, Nev?
Oh, just some holiday brochures. Oh. Hey, I thought we might have a bit of a break in the sun before the baby comes.
What are you thinking of? A holiday in the next few hours?
What, you're still feeling you're going to come early?
Oh, this little one's impatient to get out, I'm telling you.
Well, perhaps we'd better forget any thoughts of a holiday then. Just look forward to going back to school. Hey, sir. Where'd you go to this summer? Spain? Turkey? No, lads, afraid not. Decided this year on the Costa del Lomo. Never heard of it? You should get your parents to take you there. You'd enjoy it. Plenty of fuzz about to throw bricks at. Plenty of wall space to aerosol. Punch up every night in the pubs.
Oh, so where do you have in mind? We can look.
Well, I was thinking of Hungary. See, Eastern Europe's opening up and all that. Budapest. Trips down the Danube. Cakes and good beer. Beautiful scenery, cheap.
Don't sound like us.
You know, Budapest is more Turkish baths than any other European city.
So?
Well, I just thought you'd like to know, that's all.
So what do you have in mind for me? A water birth, perhaps?
I'm trying to find somewhere interesting for us to go. I don't want to go to Torremolinos again, and certainly not with my parents.
Oh,
hey,
God! Oh, the nipper's on the move again. Oh, I've got a bad case of indigestion. It's probably that's all it is. Hey, you wouldn't mind nipping down the shop to get me some of that milk and magnesium? Seems to work and there ain't any left.
Yeah, sure, I'll go now. Hey, will you be all right?
Yeah, sure. I'll be okay. I think our Wendy's coming round.
Okay, yeah. Listen, I won't be long then. Do you need anything else?
Yeah, you could roll me a spliff before you go. Help me get out my head.
No way. No, you know what the doc said about smoking?
Cigarettes, not dope.
Same difference and the answer's no.
I suppose it's all right for you to get stoned out your head while I'm sitting here having to enjoy the horrors of pregnancy.
Sorry. I just don't want anything to go wrong.
Well, just tell me where the stuff is, will you? I'll just have the one.
Well, the stuff's in my work drawer. In the pencil case.
Just fancy getting well out my brain.
Yes, hello, Mr. Hancock. That's right, Renee Colcliffe. The job is assistant occupational health nurse at Crown China. Yeah. Oh, I just assumed my application had been rejected after my interview. It hasn't. What? You're offering me the job? Well, that's a bit sudden, isn't it? I mean, oh, I see. I was second choice, like. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm really pleased. Yes, I certainly do want it. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Hancock. I do accept. Thanks. Right. Well, thanks, Mr. Hancock.
I hope that wasn't a personal call, Renee.
Sorry?
I said I hope that wasn't a personal call. The practice phone's for appointments only. No free phone social calls.
I was receiving a call, not making one, if you must know Dr. Redmond.
Glad to hear it. Still, I'd prefer it if you'd take those calls in your own time. We're very busy today, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yes, I have eyes, you know.
Good. And while we're on the matter, perhaps you could tell me why my list overran the other day. You know I have a clinic at the hospital at 3:30 every other Tuesday. I eventually got there at 5.
Not my fault, Dr. Redmond. With your new regime, I'm having to give them less time with you. 15 minutes maximum, you said.
I'm not sure I appreciate your tone of voice, Renee. As I'm going to be free at around 4 o'clock, perhaps we might have a chat and get one or two things sorted out.
Fine by me. I'll be there.
Nev! Nev, it's Cheryl. You better come.
What the hell? What's up?
Cheryl's down at the bus stop. She started with a baby. I think she's had a bit of a fall.
Oh, Christ, get on quick. Hey, now just let me through, will you? That's my wife. Get out the way.
Call for an ambulance. Let's keep back. I can deal with it.
Get out the way.
Hey, hey.
Oh, God, Cheryl.
Oh,
Cheryl.
Nev, Nev, the baby. Oh, I'm starting. It's coming out.
Hang on, love. Just hang on. I'll get you down the hospital.
Oh, I can't walk. You'll have to lift me.
Wendy, Wendy, get over here and help me get Cheryl in the sidecar. Quick. What on earth possessed you to try and get a bus, for heaven's sake?
I couldn't think of anything else. I just had the bus in my head and panic. Had to run.
Oh, you're stoned out your head.
Here, let me help you up. Keep breathing, just regular.
Take your other arm, Wendy. Now, right, together and lift. Right, now move out the way. Go on, get
wait
back.
Wait a minute, can't you take her in that motorbike? There's an ambulance on
its way. Now, what do you want her to do? Give birth on the pavement? Now, scram.
Oh, for God's sake, Nev. Am I the conceived in this bloody thing where you can't expect me to give birth in it at all?
By the time the ambulance arrived, you could have had it. I couldn't get the hood up, so you just have to crouch down a bit, all right?
Oh, Nev, the pains are coming quicker. Oh, God!
Take deep breaths, Cheryl. Breathe deeply. You can make it.
This is all your fault, Nev. I tell you, if I survive this one, you're going to get the snip.
Yeah, and if I survive it, I'm going to have a bottle of whiskey all to myself. Come up on the back, Wendy.
Nev, hold on. Although I've left my handbag behind in my nightie.
I don't know what's got into you, Renee. Your attitude, your manner, your whole approach to your work these days leaves a lot to be desired.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I know Mr. Colclough had a bad accident recently, and I'm not so insensitive that I can't appreciate that the last few weeks must have been tough for you. But
don't bring my rein to this, and please don't patronise me.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to understand why you're behaving the way you are. Because I'll be frank with you, both myself and Nurse Collins...
Oh, you and Nurse Collins, is it? What's have been saying then, eh? That the patients would rather see me than her? I should, Coco.
That's enough, Renee. I won't have Nurse Collins maligned under any circumstances. She's extremely efficient, and you'd do well to follow her example. She's one of the new breed of nurses, long overdue in the health service.
You know, when the old doctor was here...
Yes, yes, the old doctor, the old ways, the old tried, tested and failed ways. Health is a business nowadays, not a benevolent fund with infinite resources. Our patients are units on the production line with a quality controller, the public at the end of it.
I'll put it this way. There was a time here when care came before cash, when people really mattered. Whatever you say about the old doctor, people loved him, respected him. He was a family doctor, someone who'd treat a simple case of flu with the same attention he'd give to someone dying of cancer. People came first with him. They could confide in him, knew he would always listen to them. He made people better because, above all, he had a generous spirit and a compassionate nature. People aren't audit entries, and their health isn't a matter of just balancing books at the end of a financial year.
I can see no point in continuing this discussion. Obviously, there's a fundamental disagreement between us on the matter of how this practice should be run. And as you're only the receptionist, I think you might consider presenting me with your resignation. Today.
Only the receptionist, eh? That's just about it, isn't it? You're the big chief in the white coat and I'm the humble skivvy. Boss and worker. Seems to me attitudes haven't changed much since the last century. How many copies of my resignation do you want? One for yourself and 10 for your precious filing system? And in what colour paper? Blue, pink, green or yellow?
I think you'd better leave now. Besides, I've got a lot of patients to see.
Hey, don't I get too near the edge, youth? Oh. There'll be a hell of a splash.
There we are. What is it about canals? Ever come down here as a lad, Ryan, fishing and that?
Yeah, yeah. We had varnished cane rods that tapered at the end. Some old cat got me uncle gave us, like a bird's nest it was. Took us hours to unscramble it. And then huge sea fishing hooks he gave us. No wonder we never caught nothing. Beautiful afternoon, isn't it?
Aye.
Reminds me what I missed when I was down the pit. You know, during the winter. Getting up when it was dark, down the mine, then up again and home when it was dark. Well, even during the summer it was a strange feeling. The difference between the mornings and the afternoons. Uh-huh. Mornings were always fresh, sparkling. Blackbirds singing in the park, milkman on his round. The other lads walking off to work with the snapping bags and the throttling up of their motors.
And old Bob coming back from a night on the pit.
Yeah, old Bob. You know what, Brent?
What?
I can't say I have any regrets. About what happened to me, I mean.
Oh, you sound as if you're getting better, lad. That's good.
No, Bryn, I'm not getting better. I'm just learning to disguise what I am. A paraplegic.
Don't say that, Ray. Nothing's permanent, you know. Don't write yourself off just because nobody can promise you'll walk again.
I haven't written me sen off. Society's done that for me. I'm unemployable now. Though the hands that dug that coal down there can still do an honest day's work. They're still as strong, still as good.
Don't let yourself get bitter, Ray. What you did for me that day was, well, real brave.
Saving your blessed cake.
I was saving the blessed cake. You saved me.
Oh, you've decided you needed saving, then.
Yeah, well, whatever. But it showed what sort of a bloke you are. The sort that does things for his mates, regardless of the consequences. To me, that's bravery, and I won't forget it.
Is that why you're here now? Pushing me alongside this canal, eh?
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is. You feel indebted to me because, like all the others, you feel sorry for me. Well, there's no need. I'm reconciling myself to the way I am because I've no other way of surviving. I doubt if I'll ever feel the earth under my feet again, and that's where a man should stand.
Oh,
you know what, Bryn? One of my little pleasures before going to work in the morning was polishing my boots. I hadn't cleaned them in ages.
I'm sorry, Ray.
Push me home. Rainey will be wondering where I am.
Where are you going?
Quicker to the clinic. We haven't got time.
Oh, my water's burned. Oh, the baby's coming out. Stop!
It's the road. Look, you've just gone through some red lights.
Look at red lights.
Oh, for God's sake, Nev, the baby's
coming. I know, just a little further. We're nearly there.
Oh, that's all I need. And the taxi's out on the bike.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. Oh, I didn't see you in your wheelchair. You okay?
Oh, it's okay, Doc. Being 4'5" don't help much either.
Oh, you've been waiting long, love?
If I were as long as I've been waiting, I'd be a bloody giant by now.
Well, I hope you're not waiting for that Dr. Redmond.
Yeah, why?
Oh, he calls himself a doctor. He wouldn't know one if he met one. He's got the Hippocratic Oath so far up his backside.
Yeah, what?
Oh, you do better seeing a duck. At least it makes an honest quack. Oh, my God, what's going on now? Oh, Cheryl.
Look.
Are you a nurse, love?
Yeah. Cheryl, what's happening?
Oh, the baby, ma'am. Oh, give him birth. Get the bloody doctor.
Hey, best get on through a trolley if you got one. It's all right, love. Nearly there now.
Breathing,
all right.
Don't worry, deep breath.
I'll just get the doctor now. Hang on, Cheryl.
What's up,
my daughter, Cheryl. She's having a baby. Please come, please.
Right. Yes.
Okay, now, don't worry, Cheryl.
Oh, God, the pain. Oh, please, get me something for him, please.
We'll get you something. Just keep pushing regularly and slowly. Nurse! Nurse Collins!
Right, sir, now we've got you here and the doctor's attending your wife, there's a little matter of road traffic regulations transgressions to consider.
Yes, yes.
Ignoring two red light road signals, exceeding the permitted speed limit by 15 miles an hour, mounting a pavement, failing to stop on request, obscene gestures, passengers not wearing safety helmets, and last but not least, no current tax on your motorbike.
Sorry, officer, I just wasn't thinking.
What do you want?
What do you mean?
Boy or girl, of course.
What? Yes, yes, anything.
Bottle of champagne says it's a girl. Bottle of whiskey says it's a boy. Either way, congratulations.
Today's episode of The Coal Cloughs was written by Robert Stewart. The serial was devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.